Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we bring in Mark Sessler from NFL.com. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you guys doing? Another quiet couple of days in Cleveland, obviously.
Nothing to it, Mark.
All this talk about indoor soccer for the last couple of days has just been a little bit crazy for me.
Sure.
There's nothing else to talk about. It's so weird. I'm depressed. No. Let's jump into the Browns. It's fun to have this playoff week going on, but what happened over the last 24 hours has not been fun at all. Are you hearing anything more from the league on how they're viewing what's going on in Cleveland right now and how they're approaching this weekend? Today was good news. It sounds like contact tracing didn't pick up anybody else, so no one else seems to have to sit out. But how do you think the league is looking at what's going on in Cleveland?
I mean, I think they, you know, from a fan angle, I can understand why there's frustration, and you'd look at Cleveland's situation compared to stuff that happened with Baltimore and ask what the difference is. The league has sort of been crystal clear on this. If they don't view an outbreak occurring inside the facility within the team, which and they have stressed they thought this was more a community-driven outbreak, that the game will go on. The NFL is, you could argue against some of the decisions that have been made, but they are determined with blinders on, I think, to play every single game. And I would be stunned if anything were to happen to this game, barring a wave of additional players being removed and the Browns not being able to field a team. I think this game is happening. This game is happening on Sunday, no doubt.
Unless something drastic happens, Mark, between now and then. I agree with you on this. I think they're going to play. The only thing I said was, man, if they happen to get five guys who test positive and each one of those guys has two close contacts, and you know there goes, 15 guys, how do you play that game and call it an actual playoff game? That's disgraceful to the league.
I don't think you call it a play. I think that you'd have to look back and say that's tainted. But before that would happen, I think you'd bring everyone up from the practice squad. I think that would be the next step, is that you'd have to get into a place where even with practice squad players, you couldn't field a team, because they've hammered this home over and over. It has nothing to do in their eyes with competitive issues or competitive imbalance. It's if you can field the team, you will play. And I think it's a season you look back on, and the timing with Cleveland, and I think that the national reaction, I've heard from people that are Ravens fans and Bengals fans and others saying, there's an affinity for the idea that Cleveland is in the playoffs. It's been a long time, and it's a good football story. And I think that, people observe this and say, this is the most uncool thing to happen to the least deserving team. But it's not going to change the way that the NFL approaches the idea of kicking off on Sunday. The game is happening, and I think that the Browns, to their benefit and, credit, are saying, we know that too, and you have to forge ahead. And listening to Kevin Stefanski, it's business as usual.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of refreshing. I think you're trying to instill confidence, and for him to be business as usual during the press conference, I think you're instilling confidence. Yeah, Joel Bitonio being out obviously is gigantic. But when we were contemplating this, what's bigger, Kevin Stefanski or Joel Bitonio? And if you were listening to Kevin Stefanski, he just looks at a chart and calls plays. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, he is not one to shine the spotlight on himself, or he's not an egotist. Let's put it that way. In terms of losing which person has a higher impact, I mean, I think on the micro, you know, because this is a team that needs to, he is important to them as in, for perimeter running, and it's a big part of their game. So I think, you know, losing anything off your core strength. This is a team that even last week, Baker Mayfield felt the pressure. I mean, sacked multiple times, and the Steelers caused total havoc the first time. I don't think the Browns and Steelers, I don't think the Browns particularly match up well with what the Steelers do when both sides have full forces. So, you know, chipping away at Cleveland's, you know, core strength is concerning. I think the play calling stuff, you know, I do, when Stefanski says that there's a lot of debate and discussion during games, for me, I believe that. I think that Alex has a chance to, you know, I look at a time when Bruce Arians came in for Chuck Pagano, and that was over the course of, you know, a half a season or more. He won Coach of the Year because he came in and did a great job. The Browns don't have one play caller. You know, and Stefanski can script, you know, the first couple of drives, the first quarter. I think where Stefanski is really valuable, the same way that a Kyle Shanahan has proven to be, is getting into a flow at times. And that's sort of, you know, like conducting an orchestra. And Stefanski's proven to be really good at that. We'll see if Alex Van Pelt can play that music as well.
Mark Sessler joining us from NFL.com. Mark, despite all this, I think the Browns can win this game. I think there are some things they have to do. What do you think they have to do to try and win this game? Because even with everything that's happened, you can't just say, that I don't think you can do that.
I don't think they're done at all. And, you know, we're days away from this game. Why think about the possibilities versus the issues? There are always going to be issues with the Steelers. When you look at games where it's very difficult for him, I hate the loss of Olivier Vernon as much as anyone else because he's had major impact plays. He did last week, and he has had weeks to week. Go watch that Eagles game. I mean, he was the star of that game. That's a major absence. You've got to get to him. And I think they've got to force the Steelers into more mistakes than they make themselves. It sounds simple, but Cleveland, when they surprise and reach new heights, it's because they play a pristine half or a pristine three quarters or a full four. Can they do that? If they can do that and coax the Steelers into a couple of ugly turnovers in Pittsburgh territory, everything can change. And then suddenly a week from now, if they ever screw that, you get these guys back, and then who knows? I refuse to get too down about the game itself because these teams know each other. I don't think these two is as great as people saw early in the season.
I think the other thing that's kind of lost in what's happened over the last 24 hours is Olivier Vernon being out. What impact does that have on the game from your perspective?
I think it's huge. I think they don't really have – you know, Claiborne, I think, is a good – veteran pass rusher, but I think he's your third guy. I don't think guy. And Vernon has fit really well with Myles Garrett. And I think it's allowed Garrett and Vernon to both kind of be flexible and move from side to side. And you're taking away pass rush against Big Ben, a guy who at this point cannot run. This isn't the pocket artist and the guy who can escape for yardage, not the same way. I mean, his thing now is get rid of the ball as quick as possible. So it's going to be tough to get to him to begin with. And you know, your pass rush helps your secondary. And if you take away your pass rush, Cleveland secondary, last week, you know, Denzel Ward, we'll see what happens there. But that game was as close as it was because the Browns could not stop chunk plays downfield. I mean, the Steelers got cooking. And this is a team that, outside of the second half of the Colts game, Pittsburgh was in a tremendous slump. So who are they on offense? They seem to be fine against Cleveland a week ago. That's my concern.
Mark, if you're Mike Tomlin and the Steelers coaching staff, are you looking at the Browns and thinking, all right, you might not have Denzel Ward. We'll see about that. They're beat up in the secondary. We'll see who's back. Vernon's out. Myles Garrett is clearly still dealing with COVID issues, and we hope his health continues to just get better. Obviously, it's good enough that he can play football. Are you thinking, yeah, we can attack these guys through the air? Or are you thinking, maybe we can reestablish a running game that's been missing for some time? What would you do?
I would attack through the air. It worked with a backup quarterback days ago. Why not continue to do that? The combination of Juju and Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool and Eric Ebron has been so dangerous, at times. Earlier in the season, they were unstoppable. And someone like Chase Claypool, if you don't have a Denzel Ward, you know, he ate them up last week, and Deontay Johnson got hot at the end of the game. And it's really just a matter of, I don't think Cleveland maybe has the guys back there to stop that. And Cleveland and Pittsburgh has been one of the worst rushing teams in the league. I don't know if you suddenly flip the script and try to establish that or make that who you are here in the wild card round.
All right. Give a message to Browns fans. Tell Browns fans how they should think right now. How should they feel?
Well, you know, look, it's look at what this team has been through this year. This is a dark corner right now, and it's come at the wrong time. But the Cleveland Browns, I mean, historically, have won games like this in the past. I'm not talking about the corona issues, but upsets and surprises. And I just simply think that it's underneath the news that's unfolding, this is a team that is stuck together through thick and thin. You know, that how many people out there beyond Browns fans are, you know, cheer against Baker Mayfield? Well, forget all that. Like, he keeps the, I love that there's a chip on the team's shoulder right now. Everyone's counting them out. Good. They don't need to worry about that. They'll go play their game, and there are a lot of still positive elements for Cleveland. You have Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is in the lineup. They have a chance. You never know where the plays will come from on defense. You never know. And I just think that until this thing happens, this game has to get here. It feels like the lead up is too long. Let's get the game here and let's see what happens. Crazy things happen in the NFL playoffs. No one thought Tennessee would knock off Tom Brady last year and the Patriots and then beat up the Ravens. But then it happened. Anything could happen to the Browns.
And Mark, when you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Jack Conklin, who you spent a ton of money on, J.C. Treader, and a number one pick, 10th overall, sitting at left tackle, I'm sorry, you can still run the ball. And I hope they run it down their throats about 40 times.
I think we're going to get more of that. I know what happened last week. I think that they were, in a sneaky way, resting Chubb a little bit. I think the game got a little closer than they thought at the end. But you're going to go into this game, if you're Cleveland, I think, and make Nick Chubb the centerpiece. Pittsburgh knows it. Cleveland knows it. Plenty of teams have known it in the past. Nick Chubb still gets his work done. That's got to be the heart of your attack, and I think that's what they'll do.
Agreed completely.
Do you want to make a prediction on this one, Mark?
Go for it, Mark.
Do it.
I will stick with the prediction that I made before all this nonsense occurred. I said Cleveland 37-34. I think it's going to get out of control. For both defenses, Cleveland's going to have to play a perfect game on offense. I do think the Browns will win. I don't know if I would have made that prediction point blank this morning, knowing what I know, but I don't care what I know. They're going to win this game.
Now we're talking. Mark.
Bravo. Bravo. I wish we had Battle Hymn to play in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks,
excellent
guys.
Job. Hey, looking forward to talking to you, reading your stuff on NFL.com. We'll talk to you next week. Mark Sessler. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.